Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Christmas will be wild this year. There's nothing that you can't do. So many things that you hold dear, make them all come true. Make your Christmas happen, make your list right now. Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Make your Christmas wild with Republic Bank, with $600,000 in cash prizes to be won. Take advantage of low rates, low or no down payments, same day approval, and much more.
Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Catalina reported to Unique that someone was dumping fruits and greens in front of her place. Unique said she suspects Simon is attempting to sabotage the work of the council. Dinah and Unique inspected the dump, and later, Dinah inquired from Kevin if all was okay with him and Unique, as something seemed to be bothering her. Later, he also noticed this and insisted she tell him what was troubling her, and she told him that Divine was cheating on Ryan. An ultrasound showed that Alexis is expecting a girl. Malachi begged her to give him a chance at changing his attitude towards her. Right now, Dinah is in her kitchen garden as Patsy passes.
All right, Unique. I can talk to you later. Tell Kevin to say morning and that he must have a good day, okay?
Morning, Dinah, dear.
Morning, Sister Patsy. Is something you want?
Girl, your produce looking lovely just like me.
Thanks to the blessings of Mama Earth.
You selling?
No, I ain't selling, but I promise the neighbor some, and the rest we can use in the restaurant, and some for home.
Look how these greens shining. Well, people who come into Boston restaurant really get in a proper serving of greens. Here's what manure use?
Nothing but the compost.
You know, I had to try with the little composting and for plant a little kitchen garden. But since Howard Horace living by me for the most part, he tossed me whole head up and threw me off. It's so when you got a man that loves you. Anyway, composting requires a lot of patience.
Patsy, it ain't that difficult. Look how much time the village council explained it. Composting is one of the easiest things you could do. All you got to do is keep the organic scraps in your compost bin, make sure it ain't too wet but moist, and then turn it up after.
You know what? I can get Howard to do it. No sense having a big strong man around the house and not making full use of him.
Well, good for you.
Anyway, I could get 2 okra and borer.
I know it's dirty coming with.
So it's yes or no?
But see,
you know, I'm sharing out invitations to me and Howard Horace boxing their wedding. If you'd have given me 2 greens, you would have get an invite. I mean, I shouldn't even consider inviting any y'all Bostons, since I was not invited to Kevin and Unique's wedding. And I wasn't even allowed to receive a box of food.
Sister Patsy, you know I never asked or got any sort of desire to come to you on Howard Horace's wedding. If it come off, I would be very surprised.
Dinah, why it always has got to come down to a quarrel between me and you, eh? I did even promise I wasn't buying Yako wheel soup no more. Because the wedding thing really, really hurt me. But Howard Horace really like y'all soup. And you just got to do things to please your man.
Well, he no good quality when he tastes it. You should try with the little gardening and composting and cook tasty greens for you. It might actually help you keep it.
But look at you. A man ain't look at you since the days of Noah, and you got the face to tell me how I could actually keep a man?
Enjoy the rest of your day, Sister Patsy.
So wait, you're really gonna give me 2 o'clock, Bora?
Please lock me gate.
Someone says blessings to you in the bank.
Howard! Howard!
My dear.
Here what? Today, you can help me start back the kitchen garden and composting so I could show Dinah Boston. I never meet a woman mind so bad yet.
Calm down, Patsy.
The bad-minded quack horriblest condemned since 1960s, Jericho's harlot, Mexile, to give me 2 o'clock, Boro. You have heard anybody stingy, sir? How Dinah Boston could see God's face, eh?
Here we go again. Isn't that the same woman I hear you cussing out on a regular? The same one whose cow heel soup you didn't want to buy anymore?
Well, all of the done today. Why I must support a business when the crosses them don't support me?
But they have the best cow heel soup in Murundi.
From now on, I gonna make your soup. If I got to buy a whole cow, you're gonna be drinking my soup.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
It's not everything you can do well, Patsy.
Howard, what that supposed to mean?
Some of us are blessed with certain skills. Me, for example, I work with the electricity company. Just because I have managed people and have some technical experience doesn't mean that I can drill for oil with ExxonMobil. Those are not my skills.
Wait, man. All this go wrong come wrong. Howard, it's trying to tell me that I can't cook?
My dear, let the Bostons cook my cow heel soup, please. If you don't want to go and buy it, I will.
You know what, Howard? I ain't gonna bother with you. As soon as I change me clothes, we going to get the bin and start back composting.
I don't know anything about composting or gardening, so I'm out of that. It's the same thing I just say about me drilling for oil.
Oh man, Howard. I got the drum already and done bore the holes in it. Because I had to start this before, you know.
Like I said, I know nothing about gardening or composting. And you know that I'm not the man who likes to get my hands dirty.
So, you gonna left me for do it by myself?
Why are you fighting up? You could easily go to the market and buy your greens. Matter of fact, I heard that there's a farmer's market coming up.
You don't know what people sell at the market. As soon as you put the greens in the fridge, they melt in. One set of fertilizer and chemicals are spraying on them. No wonder there's a set of cancer all over the place. Howard, I got to take care of you. That's why we got to have we little kitchen garden, and using we little compost is one of the keys to healthy lifestyle for us.
Well, go ahead, my dear. Looking forward to helping you reap and consuming the delicious, healthy greens.
You serious?
I'm going on the road for a little bit.
Howard? I tell you, this man does really fret me sometimes.
Danny girl, bring some cutters for me in the boys.
All right, Lawrence.
I tell you, Dinah, they're really keeping up this place nice, man. Adding this little part outside where we could come and lime was a real brilliant idea.
Yeah, man.
I agree, James. It can attract more people to come and check out the restaurant inside.
Yes.
Right now, I try to get Sonia for start a little business. I done making plans for this aisle by expanding me furniture business. And I want she get with the program.
You got the right idea, fine man.
You know, last night, I run into some people discussing the same old business, and it was a big disagreement going on.
Well, as the usual these days, man. I think because it's a new industry we launching into, you're going to have them sorts of debates for a while.
Who y'all think about the contract with ExxonMobil? Y'all think it's a good deal or a bad deal?
Listen, me and no scholar for claim that I understand this thing. I gonna let it bright by like James talk.
It's not that difficult to understand, you know. Once you break it down, the average person gonna understand. In 1999, under President Janet Jagan, Guyana signed the first oil contract, and that was after 40 dry holes.
Dry holes?
Fine, man. Now you're thinking.
Will you think I thinking, Lawrence?
It is considered a dry hole when they drill for oil and gas, but find nothing.
So wait, a hole 40 we had?
Yes, as of 1999.
Who is this by?
Well, I didn't even know what so much they drill.
Yes. So in order to attract oil companies like ExxonMobil, we had to make whatever contract attractive for them to continue drilling here.
Well, after all them dry holes, most company would have just give up on Guyana. I mean, 40 dry holes?
Hello, hello. This is what kind of conversation y'all having in me restaurant?
It's not what you think, Dinah.
Boys, this cut is smelling good.
I hear fine, man, loud and clear. Something but dry hole. Is Sonia you talking about?
No, of course not, Dinah.
Oh.
How are you going to talk about me wife so?
I know y'all sit down for gaff. Y'all could get very disrespectful, you know.
Oh, Dinah. Is we sit down here, man? You think we can talk about we wives in the mother?
So is this dry hole business?
We talking about I.
Oh.
You see how just I could end up with a story?
So what does dry hole got to do with oil?
Well, you know, when they drill for oil and they ain't find nothing, that is referred to as a dry hole.
But human beings sometimes just come up with the strangest names for things, eh? What was this dry hole business y'all really talking about? ExxonMobil ain't done make but 14 discoveries?
Plus another company done make two.
Yes, Dino. All that is true. But Guyana had a history of dry holes. You think it's 2015 when they find the first commercial quantity of oil, we start drilling? If in 1999 they done had 40 dry holes?
I still can't get over this thing, James.
40?
Yes, Dino. So I was explaining that when the first contract was signed in 1999 under President Janet Jagan, because they already had all those dry holes, the new contract had to be attractive enough to encourage the oil companies to continue drilling.
So wait, we did drilling for so long and it's only in 2015 we actually find the big oil?
Well, in all fairness, drilling wasn't going on all the time. I remember we had the border issue.
Oh yes, with Venezuela.
Yes, bye.
Well, so it wasn't until 2012 that a new contract was negotiated. In that contract, a royalty was added and corporate social responsibility. Plus, in the previous contract, the oil company could have received 100% cost recovery from day one. But with the new contract, that reduced to 75%.
Oh.
Yeah, from the 1999 contract to the 2012 one, there was a lot of changes that made it more favorable towards Guyanese. The royalty, like I said, was added. Then there was a renegotiation in 2016. There another percentage was added.
Well, that song ain't better.
But a lot of people complaining about the same royalty.
Yes, all kind of thing you're hearing.
Well, what people fail to realize is that the contract we have is a petroleum sharing agreement. It means Guyana ain't had to put any money into the development or exploration of the oil. We ain't spending 1 cent. Is ExxonMobil doing all this spending? Plus, we will be sharing the profits 50-50 from day one. And we have the royalty to collect.
Well, you know, I didn't understand it so before. I little more clear now. I got to break it down when I go home to Monica. Because she got a lot of questions.
Yes, me and all a little more clear, but I still gonna do me little wicked up.
I could say the same. But all now I still stuck on the fart dry hole.
You know Sonia here, you don't know what you're talking about. You can get some real heat.
Which reminds me, I got to head home. June and me got dinner plans.
I better head out too. Cause Monica gonna be wondering where I de.
So wait, man. Y'all left me alone, eh?
Yes. On the dry holes.
Nah, man. I going home to me wife, too.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated and the Small Business Bureau.